vacate a portion of Lake Shore Drive. Per statute 228110 of the revised statutes of Missouri, the petition is to be publicly read. Go ahead.
Ryan Wade on behalf of White Oak Ventures, which is filed a petition. And I'll read it in, trying not to be too painful for the commissioners. This is the first reading under 228110. So it comes down White Oak Ventures, the petitioner, and petitions the commission to vacate the real estate identified really as a cul-de-sac. Attached to the petition is Exhibit A and incorporated by reference is the legal description for that portion of Lakeshore Drive. Petitioner proposes to be vacated. Attached to this petition is Exhibit D and incorporated by reference is a survey depicting Lakeshore Drive. The proposed portion to be vacated is highlighted in yellow. That should be attached to your petition. This honorable commission previously vacated the northern connecting portions of Lakeshore Drive, which I think was in 2014, which is like the last time I was here. As required by Section 228.110, attached to this petition is Exhibit C, and incorporated by reference are the signatures of at least 12 residents of Oliver Township, who by their signatures support this petition for the vacation of that portion of Lakeshore Drive identified as Exhibit A, declaring that portion unnecessary and stating that the repairing of the same presents an unreasonable burden upon the county. The petitioner represents in good faith that there are no property owners who will be affected by the proposed road vacation. The petitioner states that it desires to have Exhibit A vacated and that vacating will not be detrimental to any other party. Exhibit A is the legal description. Without getting into the specifics, it is identified as a tract of land being situated in part of the northwest one quarter of the southeast one quarter of Section 11, Township 21 North, Range 22 West, Tane County, Missouri, and described specifically below. Then if you see the survey drawing on Exhibit B, you can see that the area proposed to be vacated is really a cul-de-sac or a turnaround that was created after the original northern section of Lakeshore Drive was vacated. And I believe that this prior commission directed that that turnaround be created after the vacation, well, as a condition of Lakeshore vacation in 2014. So this was a logical, we had planned to come back to vacate that portion at some point, probably sooner than now, but that's what happened. So we have, as you can see from the signatures on Exhibit C, show the number of signatures, and then we've also provided to the County Commissioner's office the posting notices that are also attached. And they were posted more than 20 days prior to this. Are there any questions? If I understand correctly, I come back the next term.
Right. Yeah, so the statute that you filed under is the 228, and that is correct. Today we just listened to the...
My scintillating reading of the petition, yeah.
Yes.
You and said that the previous commission asked for that cul-de-sac to be...
Yeah, it was a turnaround, and if I recall correctly... one of the commissioner's concerns was for emergency personnel to be able to turn around at that location. Before it was developed, that area was further developed. And so that's...
If I remember right, and Devin, you may have to answer the question better, but I think we said that, yeah, it was contingent upon that cul-de-sac being put in before you, and then you had to actually go out and inspect the cul-de-sac and make sure it was standards that we need.
Randy.
We had an order drafted where Yeah, the road bridge had to go out and inspect. Once they inspected, then
the commission
signed off on the
actual vacate. So
now you're just asking in October to vacate the cul-de-sac.
That's correct. And there's a building permit that's been issued for that portion, for that northern portion where Lakeshore previously existed, to build some more cabins in that area. It's called Thunderhead. And they're doing construction now, actually. And so there'll be new roads coming off the usable Lakeshore and the part that wasn't vacated. And so there'll be, I think, two new roads. So there really isn't any necessity for turnaround.
I think at the end of Waterview, there's a cul-de-sac. It doesn't show it on this map, but is that back there where...
Yes, there's
one
at the end of Waterview.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
And if they were to vacate more roads at the time, you would deal with the cul-de-sac then for a turnaround. Right now, you don't need one, is that?
Correct. We've got the turnaround on Waterview.
I don't have anything else other than Mr. Elliott. Do we do a remonstrance on this at this time?
Not at this time, sir. It'll be in October.
In October.
So Mr. Wade will have to provide notice of posting a publication prior to that, at least 20 days prior to the October term, and that's where the evidence will actually be presented, and any remonstrances would be presented as well for the commission to consider making its decision.
So the purpose of today is just to present it,
make
us aware of it. It's not technically been presented. It's just, hey, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
It has been formally read to the commission, and now it will be bound over to the October term.
I think people can make it written remonstrance.
That's what I was going to ask. Can they do it in writing?
The statute actually says, so the petitioner submits 12 signatures in support. What the statute actually says is that remonstrating parties can submit 12 signatures as well. In the past, I think the commission's always heard any objections to it, but technically speaking, the statute says 12.
So the question is are we allowed to, I'm assuming we have a gentleman here that wants to talk about it.
I would just like to ask a question.
Are we allowed to, we don't want to think it's not appropriate, but at the same time, we don't want to.
I don't think it is problematic, just as long as everyone here understands that this is not the hearing of the commission to make the decision. So
okay.
If you want to let the gentleman speak, I don't think
that's fine with us.
Problem.
Okay, or fine with me.
Can you state your name and your address for the record?
Sure, my name is David Farragher. Well, good morning, you fine people of Haney County in this beautiful day. My name is David Farragher. I'm at 285 Willow Drive, which is access off of Lakeshore. And because I just need a question, a clarification. You're talking about the cul-de-sac all the way down. Is Lakeshore Drive going to maintain to be open all the way from the cul-de-sac all the way back up to 86? That's my question. So then, the only part you're talking about is down by the cul-de-sac, by
the cul-de-sac.
Yes. Yeah, the only turnaround there.
Yes.
So my understanding then is that Lakeshore Drive from the cul-de-sac up to 86 will be wide open for everyone to use.
Well, it's still a county road, yes, sir.
It's still a county road. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know. Thank you, Kylie, and thank you.
Could you spell your last name for the record, please?
F like Fred, A R A, G H E R.
Thank you.
Thank you for this time. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. We say Lakeshore Drive there is a county road. Can the county ever vacate a county road?
We can if it's ever petitioned, but there's so many different landowners there that I don't know that that would ever be petitioned.
And the petition just has to be anyone from Oliver Township. That's the way the statute reads, always.
12 residents.
12 residents from Oliver Township.
That's correct.
Okay.
But, for example, we've denied, well, the, where the turnaround is, we've denied in the past. Is it, what's the name, Crestview? Because there was a single resident in the back there that was not, it was two different landowners, one owned the majority and one owned one home, and we denied that. So historically, we've not done anything where there's landowners, owners.
I think that's the same thing on Waterview. There's one landowner there. So as long as there's one landowner there, it would not be vacated.
Yeah, Waterview, not Watercress. Yeah, that's Waterview. What I meant. There's one. There's still one down there, but at the very end there was one. So.
Yeah.
So I guess we need a motion to continue until the October term. Is that correct?
I don't know that technically you would need to do that, but if you want to do that for clarity's sake in the minutes, I think that would be.
The statute speaks to that itself, does it not?
It does.
What would you guys like to do?
Doesn't matter. I do think the statute speaks to itself and it's been addressed, so.
But. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming. All right, we'll move on down the agenda.
Thank you, guys.
Hi.
I'll see you in October.
Okay. Field dirt agreement. David Mitchell.
Do you have anything here?
We need to withdraw those and go get another signature from the spouse.
Okay. Is this on all of them or just this one?
Both of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get to talk to him.
On David Mitchell and
John May?
Yeah.
No action.
So you're just going to get signatures from spouses, you said?
Yeah, I'll just give to anyone.
You want them?
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on down the agenda, past the field dirt agreements, we'll move to agreement for parking garage deck recoding number 21-075, County Commission.
Move to approve the agreement for parking garage deck recoding by and between MTS Contracting and Taney County.
Second with discussion.
Second with discussion.
My understanding, this is what we talked about before. They're just going to do the pressure coating on the other side. All of this work, the repair joints and all that is talking about, that's been done under another agreement. Is this not
this
for
is
the
for the
other
south
side,
I think. Yeah, this is for the other side.
So when they do coat the this side they're working on, I'll do it all at once?
Yep. This is for the work on the south half of the upper parking deck. The other, the north half, was is a part of the existing agreement, I believe.
Is there any further questions? Any further?
No.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.